You're listening to SBS News.
China has hit back, saying it'll impose tariffs on $60 billion US dollars of US goods from the 1st of June, including American cotton, machinery, grains and aircraft parts. The move comes 3 days after the US more than doubled tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports, as Washington turned up the pressure on Beijing after months of talks failed to produce a breakthrough. Just hours earlier, the US President Donald Trump warned China not to retaliate, arguing in a series of tweets that things will only get worse if it does. But via China's state television channel, China Global Television Network, Beijing made it clear that it would not back down.
China is unwilling to fight, but it's not afraid to fight. When necessary, it will have no choice but to fight. In the face of the US's soft and hard hands, China has already given its answer. If you want to talk, the door is wide open. If you want to fight, then we'll take you on and fight to the end.
And the state broadcaster added China is ready to respond to anything that the US throws at it.
This is just as President Xi Jinping said. The Chinese economy is a sea, not a small pond. Howling winds and heavy rain can knock over small ponds, but they cannot overturn the sea. After countless howling winds and heavy showers, the sea is still there.
At the White House today, the US president defended the decision to raise tariffs on the grounds that China has taken advantage of the US for many years.
China has been taking advantage of the United States for many, many years. I'm not just talking about during the Obama administration. You can go back long before that. And it's been taking out $400, $500, $600 billion a year out of the United States. And we can't let that happen. We're in a very strong position. Our economy has been very powerful. Theirs has not been. We've gone up a lot since our great election in 2016. And if you look at the numbers, they've gone down quite a bit.
President Trump also said that he was going to take further action to help U.S. farmers in the midst of the trade war.
This is a very positive step. I love the position we're in. There can be some retaliation, but it can't be very, very substantial by comparison. And out of the billions of dollars that we're taking in, a small portion of that will be going to our farmers, because China will be retaliating probably to a certain extent against our farmers.
The governments of the world's two largest economies have been locked in a tit-for-tat tariff battle for months, as Washington presses Beijing to address long-standing concerns over Chinese practices around industrial subsidies, market access, and intellectual property rights protections. The latest round of trade talks ended on Friday last week without an agreement. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said yesterday that Australia doesn't have to pick a side in the trade dispute between the two economic powerhouses, describing China as a customer. But that's raised eyebrows, including those of the opposition leader Bill Shorten, who said that Australia's leaders have to view China and Asian countries more broadly in a more complex way. Former Foreign Minister Julie Bishop also joined Mr. Shorten in rejecting Mr. Morrison's characterisation.
I don't see it that way at all. I think our relationship with China is one of deep and mutual respect. We are partners. We are trading partners. We have worked together in a whole range of areas, and so the relationship is one of equals.
Wall Street shares sank, sending investors fleeing equities for less risky assets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by over 600 points. Donald Trump has confirmed he will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit in Japan in June.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.